Joining us on the phone, Jeff Cramer. How you doing, Jeff?
Going very well, thank you, Daniel. Good to catch up again.
Likewise. It's been a while since we spoke, so it's good to chat. Plenty to get through this evening, first of which is the COVID-19 situation. Of course, a lot of restrictions being lifted on the 1st of June. Just paint us a bit of a picture on what we can and can't do from the world of an angler.
Well, look, we're still able to go fishing, which is really good, you know. From the 11th of May that started, which we're all bloody holding out for that, and now it's arrived. So not allowed to have many more than 10 in a group, and you still must practice your 1.5 metres of social distancing, even when you're in boats. Sometimes that's a bit hard if your boat's small, but and currently you're not allowed to camp. You know, you're only allowed to travel basically around your own area where you can drive in part of a day. But as of this coming Monday, that will change and you will be able to go somewhere and stay overnight. There are some limitations on accommodation, but and you must be self-contained, that sort of thing. Yeah. So it's that's really starting to open up places so people can go and spend some money in some places and enjoy the fishing as well as having a look around.
It'll be definitely great to get the economy back, that is for sure. So I guess, you know, with anticipation, we're waiting for a couple of days for that that 1st of June to roll around. Jeff, the Ballarat Trout Hatchery, tell us more.
Yeah, look, the Trout Hatchery in Ballarat, it's a not-for-profit voluntary organisation. Turns 150 years old this August.
Wow.
Actually, so I don't know whether we'll get to celebrate that, but we'll wait and see. And it's been shut down for trout sales, and the sale of the trout, what we use to the income is used to operate and maintain the facility. Now, but with the rain and everything around, all the ponds are full of nice yielding trout. So if you want to buy some to stock your dam, you need to ring up and make an appointment to pick them up because of the limitations on groups and the distancing, etc. It's all by appointment. And I'll just read the number out, or you can go just Google the Trout Hatchery and get the details there. 0419 156 474.
That's 0419 156 474. For the information there. Surveys, we love them. Some of us do, some of us don't. A native fish survey, mate.
Yeah, look, I've been on a few of those surveys, and these are good fun. These are organised by the Victorian Fishing Authority, and they use scientists from the Arthur Eiler Institute, which is another part of a government department. And they're currently surveying the Lower Goulburn River for Murray cod to see what the trout, what the Murray cod population is through those areas. And they use electrofishing where they go along in a boat and they mark off certain areas, and you know, they run a pretty powerful electric current through the water and the fish pop up. So pull them out, measure the length, and then record them and put them back. So, and it's been interesting this year, they found really good numbers of larger Murray cod in the Lower Goulburn River, and that's what anglers have been telling them too, which, so it's good to get confirmation of that. And a number of these fish are over a metre, which is really good. Mm. So these surveys that assess the population, it helps fisheries to make decisions on stocking regimes and overall populations. In some areas they survey the trout cod. Other areas they might survey for Macquarie perch, some of the more endangered species. I did see they were also catching a lot of golden perch in that area, which is another good target species. So, and you can get updates on these surveys on the Victorian Fishing Authority website.
Cool. All right. So check out the website for the details. Opening of the cray season, mate.
Yeah, look, this is a lot of people really get excited about the opening of the cray season, but it's always in the winter months, and it opens this coming Monday, the 1st. Now, Murray crays, they are somewhat of a threatened species relative to their distribution along parts of the Murray. So if you are going hunting for the crows, there's very strict daily bag limits of only two,
mm-hmm.
and possession limit of a maximum of four, very strict size limits. And if you happen to get a female with eggs, they've got to go back. And this is all about sustainability of the species.
Yep.
But the regulations change pretty regularly. So anglers, fishers, whatever we want to call them, they're obliged to know the regs.
Yep.
You can't plead ignorance. So make sure you go online and check out the latest regs to know where you can go, how many you're allowed to take. But I think the two daily limit and the four maximum in possession still apply. And be very careful, because it's all about keeping these this species going and be able to be a target for recreational fishers.
Yeah, sure. And just finally, Jeff, because time is getting against us, where are we going to catch a fish this weekend, mate?
Look, Lake Wendouree is pretty good. I ducked out to the Moorabool Reservoir this morning, got one nice brown and saw a couple of other nice fish. Tullaroop Reservoir and Lake Epilock, there's stories of redfin there. There's a number of small ones, but you still have the chance of a couple of better fish. And the other report I heard was Lake Charm. There's an overflow channel there that cuts across under the Murray Valley Highway to Racecourse Lake,
mm-hmm.
and the golden perch have congregated near the outlet weir. So go and fish them, but remember the size limit and the bag limit.
Mm-hmm.
So particularly when fish are congregated like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jeff, thank you very much for your time this evening. Really do appreciate a lot to get through with you tonight, and really appreciate your time. Let's catch up soon.
Good to catch up, Daniel.